From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man authorities say opened fire on his fellow soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas last week, killing more than a dozen of them, is now conscious and able to talk. From Killeen, Texas, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Army psychiatrist Nadal Hassan was wounded four times during the attack last Thursday. Civilian police officers reportedly took him down just moments after authorities said he opened fire at a center that helps soldiers prepare for deployment. An Army hospital spokesman tells the Associated Press that Hassan's condition has stabilized and that he's been able to talk since he was taken off a ventilator on Saturday. Hassan is being held at a military hospital in San Antonio. While there's confirmation that he's able to talk, authorities are keeping secret what he's saying. A spokesman at Fort Hood says the military isn't releasing much information for fear of compromising the case. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
Three Americans who were detained along Iran's border with Iraq have been accused of espionage by a senior Iranian prosecutor. The three were taken into custody after they strayed into Iranian territory in July. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for their immediate release.
We believe strongly that there is no evidence to support any charge whatsoever.
Clinton speaking to reporters in Berlin today. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has indicated that the release of the three might be linked to the release of some Iranian diplomats that he claims are being held by U.S. troops in Iraq. What had been Hurricane Ida is now Tropical Storm Ida, but the storm still has 70-mile-an-hour winds. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN says Ida is expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast tomorrow morning.
Hurricane warnings have been replaced by tropical storm warnings for a stretch that includes New Orleans eastward through Florida's panhandle. While Ida has been downgraded from a hurricane, residents there are still being urged to prepare for treacherous conditions. National Hurricane Center forecaster Richard Pasch has this advice.
We still have a significant storm, especially if you live along the immediate coastline where storm surge and wave action are a threat. And in the inland areas, you certainly can experience flooding in low-lying areas due to heavy rains. So we still have a threat here.
Ida's landfall is expected near the Alabama-Mississippi border overnight, but Pasch says the system may widen as it breaks apart and loses its tropical characteristics in the colder waters of the northern Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Landslides and flooding in El Salvador are being blamed for at least 124 deaths so far. Days of heavy rain loosened mud and boulders that tumbled down mountain slopes, hitting a town just outside the capital. Rescuers are searching for survivors. Stock prices are rallying at the start of a new trading week on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are currently up 152 points at 10,175. The Nasdaq is up 30. This is NPR News from Washington. A surprise tentative contract agreement early this morning ended a strike by transit workers in Philadelphia, just in time to get buses and trains running for commuters. Talks had broken off over the weekend, but Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said changes in contract language regarding health care led to completion of a deal. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington today. He'll be speaking to a group of prominent American Jews, and this evening he'll have a brief meeting with the president. Linda Gradstein reports.
The late-night meeting between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu was only finalized yesterday. It is expected to be brief and will be closed to the media. It comes amid tensions between the two men over the issue of continued Jewish settlement building in the West Bank. One Israeli newspaper called the meeting a semi-snub and said the president is showing Netanyahu who's boss. Israeli media say Netanyahu wants a promise from the U.S. to block any Palestinian initiative to unilaterally declare statehood. The two men are also expected to discuss Iran's nuclear program. Netanyahu is in Washington to address a gathering of thousands of American Jews. President Obama was supposed to speak to the group as well, but instead will send White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has opened a day of commemoration of the fall of the Berlin Wall 20 years ago. Merkel was accompanied by Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, in a walk across a bridge through a former East German checkpoint, retracing the steps she took back in 1989. Merkel told an enthusiastic crowd that everyone present at the event had a story to tell. She added, "They're a part of freedom." I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.